The two missiles flew up to 800 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. It was the sixth launch by Pyongyang in 2 weeks. It follows a launch on Tuesday which flew over Japan itself, continuing thousands of miles into the Pacific Ocean, the longest distance ever by a North Korean missile. Japan's defense minister says North Korea is unilaterally provoking Japan and the United States, and the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says if the tests continue, North Korea will only increase its isolation. Pyongyang says it's responding to the movement of a U.S. warcraft into the area and to missile launches and bombing drills conducted by South Korea. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.